In fact, when I was ordinary seaman, I sailed on one of the first containers that came out, the CB Lightning. It was the same class as the CB Sea Witch, and the Sea Witch sank next to the pier. So that ain't too good. But, you know, I wasn't on the Sea Witch, so I didn't have to worry about that. Neither did anybody else, because it sank. It didn't sink far. You know, there was fairly shallow water, you know. And also, the night engineer sunk the ship because, he was pumping bilges, and one of the levers was actually a sabotage valve, which was supposed to be covered with a, fitting so that you didn't accidentally use it. But nobody had covered it. You know, the ship was relatively new. So he sunk the vessel. Didn't know, he's a new man on board, and nobody had warned him.
Right. So this is one of the first container ships?
Yeah, CVC, which was a container ship. Container vessel, Sea Witch. And this was American Export Line. It was a C-5 class vessel.
So would that it was a new type of ship. Would that have...
The Lightning got converted into a naval vessel, which was later used as a hospital ship. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's been shown over television several times in several operations where the Navy has used it. The Lightning rolled very easily, and they were scared it would go and roll over, so they put rolling chocks on it. Now, rolling chocks run at a 45-degree angle to the keel along each side of the ship, port and starboard.
Just got to look at one thing here. Yeah. I need a wall.
What do we lose besides our marbles? Okay.
We can stop and start.
That's fine. No, this is, anyhow.
Talking about the Lightning.